It's all thanks to Foxtel, by the way, Australia's only dedicated sport 4K Ultra HD channel. We're talking cricket, and we're talking about some of these reasons and the data that's come out of these test matches that are being played, the Ashes, of course, and there's quite incredible. We said 4 in 10 Aussies say that they would miss milestone events like birthdays and weddings to watch the Boxing Day test match. What about this? 1 in 5 full-time workers would skip a day at the office to watch the cricket. Not so relevant in COVID, is it?
Well, that's what I was just thinking. A lot of this, it's like, well, are you not working at home on the sofa with the cricket on in the background
anyway?
That's
right. You could be highly effective.
Yes.
Doing that?
Yep.
Oh, what's that noise in the background? Oh, sorry. Stuart Broad just got a wicket. Almost a quarter of Aussies have confessed to calling in sick so they could watch a match through the summer. I think that's very standard,
isn't
it? 1 in 5 Aussies will watch the cricket while at work. Again.
I'm surprised that's only 1 in 5.
That's right. I think 1 in 5 Aussies will have the sound up.
Yeah.
The other will have the sound down and just be watching.
The calling in sick thing, I wonder whether, I don't know if I'd call in sick to watch a day of a test match because obviously there are multiple days.
Yes.
So you'd have it on at work or you'd watch it at home, but I'd call in sick for the grand final, the final of Wimbledon 2 years ago, Roger Federer's last final, I reckon it was.
Mm.
It was like stupid o'clock in the morning here.
Right, yep.
But watching that and seeing history like that played out, I'd call in sick for that.
Yeah, there you go. See, when Pat Rafter took on Goran Ivanišević in the year 2000, that was like, it was a long game too, and you're like, yeah, I'm watching all of this.
Yep. Final round of the Masters when Tiger Woods won the comeback. The next day I was useless because it finished at like 6:30 in the morning.
Yes.
He pulled an all-nighter, but it was so worth it.
So that's the thing, isn't it? That those time zones that muck us up. Ashes series played in England. They're the ones.
Yeah.
They're the ones where you get the first session in prime time and you go, right, 5 more overs. That's it. 5 more overs. That's all I'm watching. Then you can't help yourself. 73% of cricket fans in New South Wales and 70% of cricket fans in Victoria admit they have prioritised cricket over a chance of finding romance on a date, exercise, and a restful night's sleep. Is that all? I thought that'd be higher. Like, what about we've had our, you know, I don't know how you'd best describe Charles, certainly not producer Charles, although that's not how he'd describe himself.
He's a multitasker.
He is a multitasker. He is. He took his
date to the cricket.
Lady friend to the cricket.
Perfect. You're killing two birds.
She had no idea what was going on.
And but I don't he think was having a great time.
I don't think Charles was helping either with that, too, by the way.
Did he want to say 3 stats and over? he was giving
it. Oh, my God. He's up, Charles.